Wednesday, January the 17th, the meal that heals. Isaiah 53, verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. I want to say, in many circles, tradition has robbed us of the full blessing of the Lord's Supper. In the Greek, the word there is eucharist. It simply means to give thanks. Maybe you've heard it said communion, holy communion. This is where we get our word community, come unity. It's a time to gather together and to celebrate the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I want to take it back to the beginning, because the original communion took place in Exodus chapter 12 on the night of Passover, a Jewish feast that is still commemorated today, to remember where we used to be and to celebrate where we are. And you may remember, God's people were in Egypt, and Egypt represents bondage. And they were held hostage by Pharaoh, a type of Satan, if you will. And Pharaoh did not want to let God's people go. And it's the same way today. But here's what I want you to see this morning. What saved them that night is the same thing that saves us today. God told them to sacrifice a pure and spotless lamb, and we know that the lamb represents Jesus, the perfect sacrifice which satisfied the wrath of God forever. And you should give God some praise right there. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, the Bible says that God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us so that we would become the righteousness of God. So if you apply the blood of the lamb above the doorpost of your home in Exodus chapter 12, the right, the left, and the center, okay, this was a picture of the cross. If you will apply the blood of Jesus Christ upon the doorpost of your heart, okay, in the Old Testament, the death angel would pass by every home. If the blood was not applied to the doorpost of the home, the death angel would come in, okay? But if you have applied the doorpost to your heart, okay, whenever you take your last breath on the earth, the death angel will pass by. Oh, death, where is your sting? In 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Oh, death, where did you go? Okay, but thanks be to God, for you have given me the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm telling you, you will not even taste death. For when you breathe your last breath, suddenly you will be escorted into the presence of the Lord. Exodus 12:13, for the blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you live. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. See, this is a picture of eternal life in Jesus Christ. I want to say there is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of Jesus. Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he will be with me. See, Jesus comes in and he kicks the enemy out. Come on, somebody. Jesus comes and the devil goes. But here's something that many people have not noticed. On the night of the Passover, they applied the blood, but they also had to eat the lamb. Exodus 12, verse 7, then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and the tops of the door frames, and then they had to eat the lamb. Friend, this is a picture of communion. It's the blood and the bread. Are you with me? Now we fast forward to the New Testament and we understand that this represents our eternal salvation. Salvation is the threefold atoning work of the cross, the body, the soul, and the spirit. It's used 57 times in the New Testament, and it means to save, to heal, and to deliver. Just like God doesn't desire for anybody to go to hell, He doesn't afflict any of His children with struggle or sickness. No, all of our struggles came from the fall of our sinful nature. So I want you to see that there is redemptive power when we partake in this heavenly meal. And the early church understood this. Acts 2:42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. These four things were key ingredients in the early church. So when we take communion, what we're saying is, God, I am ingesting. Okay, I am partaking in your goodness and your glory and your grace. Jesus told us to do one thing. When you do this, as often as you eat of my body and drink of my blood, you proclaim my goodness until I come. Remember me. What does that mean? When you dismember something, you tear it apart. When you remember it, you put it back together. So you're taking God's body and you're taking God's blood and you're putting them back together on the inside of yourself. And there is power. Leviticus 17:11 says that the life of every creature is in the blood. If it were not for the blood, we would not have any remission of sin. So we need the body, we need the blood, and we need to put it back together on the inside of us. And when we partake of this heavenly meal, it becomes the meal that heals. And I think many times tradition robs us from the power, okay? I mean, we've got prayer. Prayer is simply speaking to God. And whenever you confess your sins and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10 that you're saved. I mean, this is a mystery. It's a mystery. I don't think we can fully grasp its glory. I mean, even salvation is you speaking what you believe on the inside. And so the meal that heals, Holy Communion, is you taking these elements and attaching your faith to the Holy Scripture, saying, God, I believe that you are real. And if this is something that you want me to do, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it by faith. So I want to challenge you today to take communion. Sometime today, sometime tomorrow, sometime this week, find some bread and find some grape juice, whatever you got, okay? Don't over-spiritualize this thing. I mean, it's all about your faith. When you humble yourself, this is not a church house thing. This is a your house. And I don't know about you, but I'm hungry. Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And we're praying and we're fasting and we're putting these two things together. And I think that there's power. I believe that this is the missing link. And when we pray and we give and we fast, I believe this is where we get the hundredfold return. Some reap 30, some reap 60, some reap 100. Some just give. Some just pray and give. They get 60. Others pray, give, and fast. And when you do these three things together, it's a three-stranded cord that's not easily broken. The devil's going to have a hard time breaking you down and getting you to give up when you live a lifestyle of giving, praying, and fasting. But even more so, whenever you humble yourself because you're hungry for more of heaven and you say, hey, I'm going to eat a heavenly meal. This is the original happy meal. I'm happy. The psalmist said in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I'm going to bless his holy name." Why? Because he forgives me of all of my sins, and he heals me of all of my diseases, and he redeems my life from the pit, and he clothes me with loving kindness, and he renews my strength like the eagles. How many of you want to see these five things come to pass in your life this year? If so, just believe. Read Psalm 103 sometime this week and grab some bread and grab some grape juice, whatever you got, and humble your heart and receive this heavenly meal with the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 29. The Bible says, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, Jesus said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after supper, the scripture says, he says he took the cup and he lifted it up and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. As often as you drink of it, you proclaim my goodness until I come." So proclaim the name of Jesus today and receive the meal that heals. What do you need? One of these five things, receive it today by faith. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Psalms 103, and Exodus chapter 12, and receive all of the benefits of the cross of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Hope you have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.
This program was made possible by the generous partners and friends of Chance Walters Ministries International. Until next time, we are on the revival road. For more information, download our free ministry app or go to our website at www.chancewalters.com.